Good Sunday morning to you. It is November 3rd, 2013, and all of y'all in the greater sermon audio listening audience, thank you very much for praying for my wife and her surgery. And we've spent the weekend in the hospital, but are praying that we'll be able to go home today, this afternoon. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your emails. This is Pastor Sean from Fayetteville, North Carolina, Berean Baptist Church. I have a short article that brings to us 2 points of edification for us. Number one, Texas' largest Presbyterian Church, USA congregation, votes to leave the denomination. So we're going to Highland Park Presbyterian Church of Dallas, Texas, which has approximately 4,000 members, and it overwhelmingly approved a resolution recently that would involve the congregation terminating its voluntary affiliation with PCUSA. So let's just pause for a moment and remind ourselves that while many years ago, Presbyterian was a single denomination, like Baptist was a denomination and Methodist was a denomination, but it's probably fair to say that Presbyterian is more a label and the denomination is within Presbyterianism or within the Baptist, greater Baptist, Baptistic focus, if you will, or Methodist focus. Because of the influx of liberal theology, splits have been happening, separations have been happening almost from the beginning. And it appears that the larger Presbyterian community is now comprised of entities within the entity. And so it is no longer fair to simply categorize a particular church as liberal or whatever without examining who that congregation is affiliated with. And so this church, recognizing the liberal direction or trajectory that PCUSA has been on and no doubt will continue to be on, recognizing its inability to impact that trajectory and change its direction in any form or fashion, voted with an overwhelming percentage to say, we're done with that, and we now want to be part of the Evangelical Covenant Order. That's ECO, the Evangelical Covenant Order. And I am not familiar with this Evangelical Covenant Order. I don't think in the city of Fayetteville that we have any churches that are part of the Evangelical Covenant Order. So if you're out there and you're part of the Evangelical Covenant Order, would you send me pastor@bbc@gmail.com, pastor@bbc, and then the actual at symbol, gmail.com. Would you send me doctrinal statements or any information about the ECO and how it relates? Is it the most conservative? Is it almost the most conservative? Where does it fit in the grand spectrum within the Presbyterian organization? How big is it? So, that's the first point of order that we want to learn about the Evangelical Covenant Order within Presbyterian group and the fact that Highland says this is the church they want to be part of. Now, the second point of the article, which is difficult and interesting, is that the church, Highland Park Presbyterian Church, is now in a lawsuit with the Grace Presbytery to maintain control of the church property. And this, in many regards, is precisely why more churches haven't already left the PCUSA. In fact, I would submit to you that perhaps that's the reason why our church here in Fayetteville hasn't left, but I don't know that for a fact. That's purely speculation on my behalf. But when you have beautiful facilities, as pictured in this picture I have of this congregation meeting at the Highland Park Presbyterian Church, or if you have beautiful facilities like the ones in our local Presbyterian Church that's part of the PCUSA, and they are gorgeous facilities and worth millions of dollars, and you recognize that the members of the church have been giving financially to this church for decades of time, and now looking at the second page of the article, in this case, the Grace Presbytery would like to maintain control of the Highland Church property. In essence, they could boot the entity out, sell the property, or bring in liberals. And so there is presently a temporary injunction from a district court in Texas protecting or safeguarding the congregation's exclusive rights to control and use the church property during litigation. Now, herein lies the reality. This church could lose its church. This church could lose its church. And I really can't even fathom that. I've been involved with Berean Baptist Church since 1987 when I arrived at Fort Bragg as a private in the United States Army and more particularly the 82nd Airborne Division. Shortly thereafter, I became a member of the church. And for 3 7-year periods, this being the final seventh 7-year period, the third one that I'm currently on, which I hope will never end until the Lord returns, but I've been giving financially to this church. I've been part of the building programs. I've seen us add buildings. I've seen us buy property and sell property and make decisions. And it is kind of beyond my comprehension to conceive of the idea that we could lose it all. Presently, we are excited about a new building program that we're looking at. It's about a $6 million expansion to our education facilities on the campus. And I can't fathom after this new building would be done, we hope by the year 2015, that all that we are blessed by the Lord through the years of sacrificial giving, through almost 50 years of church history, that all this could be taken up by a larger entity that would tell us either remain part of this denominational association or lose your property. And that's one of the reasons why we are, in fact, what we call independent Baptists. And by that, we mean that there isn't an entity that we are a part of that retains ownership or control over our facilities. And so my prayer, quietly, is that the Texas District Court's decision will be upheld and that the Grace Presbytery will not seek to repeal it. I doubt that will happen from a pragmatic perspective outside of a sovereign intervention by God in the hearts and minds of these liberals who recognize that there's probably, this is just my estimate, but I would venture to say easily $10 to $20 million worth of property in Texas there. And if you're part of the Highland Park Presbyterian Church or you know someone part of that, send me an email so that we can update a future podcast about the actual value of this property. But judging from what the picture looks like and known just what little we have here and what it's valued at, almost $25 million with our new project, I can't imagine that it would be anything less than that at this church, which is much larger than us. So, when you hear Presbyterian, find out what denomination they're part of. Find out what organization they're part of. Find out what presbytery they are part of. Because Presbyterian doesn't automatically mean liberal any more than Baptist automatically means conservative. Those days are virtually over with in the world. And now it's only a label, and it's until you find out what organization they're part of that you can really seek to know more information. Thanks for your prayers. Keep praying for my wife as we go through this battle, and I pray that God will bless you in what you're going through. We recognize that we're not the only ones fighting breast cancer. There are 1 in 8 women, 1 in 8 in the United States that will battle breast cancer, and so we pray that you would consider that on a regular basis in your prayer life. For surely you know someone besides my wife that is battling cancer. And so I pray that you would pray for them more. And I pray that you'd bless, ask God to bless them. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.